honest with myself. It's the Kotsker. Kotsker, the Heiliger Kotsker. We all know the Kotsker. The Kotsker was a Talmud of Reb Simcha Bunim. And he's the one who said, if we could be Zoicha to a little piece, if we could all just be Zoicha, I daven, let's daven together to be Zoicha to a shtickle, to a little piece of truth, of Emes. Emes with ourselves. To be honest with ourselves. To be honest with each other. To be honest with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kotzker is the one who said, if I am not I, if I am I because you are you. His Talmud said, if I am I because you are you and you are you because I am I, then I am not I and you are not you. Again, it's not just words. If I am I because you are you and you are you because I am I, then I am not I and you are not you. But if I am I because I am I, no matter what level we're on, and you are you because you are you, Rav Hashem, that's all the Rav Hashem wants. Rav Hashem just wants us to be us. He just wants us to be ourselves. He created us. Each and every, I'm sorry I'm talking. I'm embarrassed. Because I want to say, we're sitting here, I'm in disbelief. I'm in disbelief that we're here in Pshischa. I have to thank Yehuda Race. I have to thank Yehuda Mattel. I have to thank Meir Mattel. We had a Chabura. Ozzy used to come. Aaron Ategi used to come a little bit. We spent Mamish a year. We spent a year more, plus, learning the Rebbe, learning the Tzaddik, learning how to try and be honest. It's one of the hardest. It's funny, it's like one of the hardest things to do and one of the easiest things to do. It's so hard to be honest with yourself, but it's so easy to be honest with yourself. It's like a... I believe that our yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, you know, the Yid came the other day and he told me, and it was one of the biggest compliments that I ever got. And he said, This is like a Pshischa yeshiva. This is a yeshiva. We're just trying to be honest with ourselves. Sometimes that stinks. Sometimes it stinks to be honest with ourselves. Sometimes it's so difficult to be honest. But it's really who you are. It's such a paradox. To be sitting here in Poland, what the heck? Sorry, pardon my language. I was comfortable not wearing my hat, because they say in cuts we heard, right? Shia Kadalas. I was comfortable. Come as you are. I just went to the mikvah. I'm like, go to the mikvah. I don't know where Simcha Bunim would say, what do you got here? Go to the mikvah to be tar. You're a yid. You don't need a mikvah. Just be you. That's the greatest mikvah for all of us. It's just to be ourselves. I know it sounds so cliche. We could just daven. It's like I was thinking Ani Malvin. The most difficult part of the 13 ikrim of the Ramban is the Ani. That's the hardest. It's not Bemuna Shlema. We know Bevias HaMashiach. We all know Mashiach's going to come. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oysev Yasa, as we started off the journey together. Ani Mame Bemuna Shlema HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shuz Boirei Umanig L'chol Abruyim. We all know Hashem runs the world. We all know there's Torah Mesinai. We all know the problem that we have. Ani. I'm just trying to find my Ani. I'm just trying to find the Ani. Oh, it was so beautiful. It's such a schus to be here in Poland in Pshischa. A bunch of Americans sitting in Pshischa. 2025, it's like Leyum, like who would imagine? Would imagine sitting here, Mamish, the Zairus, I Mamish. I was nervous to come in. I didn't even want to come in. I was nervous to come in, to stand together, to be, I don't even know what. I'm a regular American Yankee Doodle. I'm a regular American guy. I'm an American guy. I guess we're more than we think we are. I guess we're much more than we think we are. To be dovek to the tzaddikim. To be dovek to the tzaddikim. It's a makom. We have to daven. We have to daven. We have to daven for Klal Yisrael. We have to daven mamash for Klal Yisrael. We have to daven. We have to daven. Is mamash a makom kaddish. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for this moment in time that I'll never forget for the rest of my life. Thank you, Hashem. I want to be close to the tzaddikim. Thank you. I wanted Ari to be next to me. Ari makes me be honest with myself. Ari makes me be honest with myself. Everybody here makes me be honest with myself. My wife, my children. Let's make each other be on, not in a strong way. Not chas v'sholom in a negative way. But to help each other be honest with ourselves. Help each other. There's no greater chaysam eshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Chaysam eshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. That's it. It's so funny. It's so funny. Hashem just wants us. It's like such a crazy thing. Like the biggest hellum, the biggest darkness. It's not to know who you are and not to feel, okay, so I have shame. I have my stuff. I was so upset. I highlighted all these things. It's so funny the way Hashem works. I highlighted all these things that I looked up from Simcha Bunim. I had a whole thing I was going to read. The whole thing to this, and I left it on the bus because I thought we were gonna. I didn't know we were eating in the place, and then we're not here. And I said, "It's like there are no notes." It's one of the things I think that he said. He said, "And Reb Shia, you'll tell me if I apologize if I'm saying the pshat wrong. It could be from the Yid HaKadosh. It could be Reb Simcha. It's the same thing. It says that there's no forgery. You can't forge." You can't fake Hashem. You can't fake the truth. You can't fake the truth. You can't fake the truth. But once you realize that you can't fake the truth, then you have to be careful that you're going to fake being something like that. Oh yeah, I think I might have had it in my phone. I'm sorry. I'm not saying it good. I'd rather not say it. Reb Shia, you know what I'm talking about? I can't. I don't have my glasses. There's nothing doing over here with that. We'll look it up later, and I'll tell everybody later. It's not. I just want to say one last thing. It's not about the truth. It's not so like. It's not so like. Oh, the Torah is the truth. We know the Torah is the truth. Look at the goyim, yamach shemam. They want to kill us. It's a chutzpah. I can't wait till we sing Shalei Asani Goy, the one with Kavana. Shalei Asani Goy. I think that's what they used to say. I heard from an Auschwitz survivor. So we're getting ready. It's a hachana for Auschwitz. I heard from an Auschwitz survivor. The kasha wasn't on what we went through. And I've heard this from many survivors that used to talk like this. I was zeicha to grow up with all these survivors. And what they always used to say, the kasha was not on how much we suffered. The kasha was, how could a human being be so sick to another human being? How could another human being, how could you strangle a baby, a four-month-old baby? So to know that Torah is the truth, we all know that Torah is the truth. To know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chai V'Kayim, we all know the Rabbeinu Shalom. We know that there's a Din V'Cheshbon. We know all of this. We all know this. We know the truth. We know the truth. But to learn to say things that are true, to learn to not say something. They say from the Chiddush Yerim, they say the Chiddush Yerim was by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Remember, the Chiddush Yerim was a young boy, and he was by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I've said over the story many times. He was by Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he was a little kid. And in Ger, who's also a Talmud, these are also everything. All the Poilisha, basically, the main Poilisha, the Chassidus, all came from Rabbi Simcha Buna Meida, was the Rebbe of Rebbes in Poland. Yeah, Grecht, yeah. And they say the Chiddush Yerim, who was also a Talmud of Rabbi Simcha Buna, the Ger, the Gur from Ger. We went last year. We were zoicher to go last year, and he came and he didn't daven yet. Listen to this. I'll tell you two stories about this. He came and he didn't daven yet, and he was embarrassed. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked him. He said, "Did you daven?" I'm sorry. He said to his wife, "Go bring him cake." And it was 10 o'clock in the morning. They used to daven late in Ger, and he didn't daven yet, and he was not going to eat before davening, like the Amshin of a Rebbe. Right? Who knows? That's why he fasts all day, because he davens late. Or he davens when he's supposed to daven. And the Chiddush Yerim says, "I don't eat cake." Those are the words he said. "I don't eat cake." How do you say that in Yiddish? Esnish kein kichlich. That's what he said. He says, "I don't eat cake." He was a little kid, because he was embarrassed to tell Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He didn't want to say, "I didn't daven yet." And they say from that day on, he never ate cake. Why? Because out of his mouth, he said the words, "I don't eat cake." It's not about the MS. If there's one little tiny shtickle we could get over here, a little piece that we could all take with ourselves. Let's take one thing. Daven, we don't daven. The tzaddik doesn't answer. You don't daven that the tzaddik answers the tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. We daven that the tzaddik could either help us with the tefillahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this holy, holy place. Let's take away a little bit. Halavai a lot, but let's start a little bit. That I'm more careful that my words, me, I'm talking about Yoni, I'm talking about me. I'm not saying anything to anyone. I could start with myself to say, "Give me a second. Give me a minute." Right? Like the kid who calls up, used to be the kid who calls up, you know, someone called, the kid answers the phone, and they say, tell him I'm not home. My father said, you know, I'm not, you know, my father told me that you're not home. You know what I mean? I'm not home, right? A little kid doesn't know how to lie so much. It's not about the MS. It's about learning to speak a little bit more honest, to live v'doiver bilvavoy, to speak in your heart. You don't have to be honest to tell someone you don't like their tie. That you don't have to work on that. You don't have to work on telling someone you gained weight. That we don't have to work on. To work on saying 5 minutes is 5 minutes. To work on to saying whatever. Everybody, I know myself what I have to work on. To be honest with myself. Let's take a little bit of that with us. Let's take a little bit. Chosam Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. That's what's so crazy about it. You want to touch Hashem? To be more honest with your words that come out of your mouth, with what's in your heart, to be honest to say, you know what? I'll say one story. I don't want to forget the story. You know, someone told me this. I'm sure I could say it over. He'd be proud that I'm saying it over some chabunim. I'll tell him. This Yid Rabbi Aryeh Boim is a very special Yid who I've met a few times. And he told me over when he was in Cheder, he must be in his 50s, 60s. And he told me over that when he was in Cheder, or when he was a little bit older, he left, and it was almost Shkia time. And his Mashkiach said to him, "Did you put on tefillin yet?" And he says, "No, I didn't put on tefillin." And the Mashkiach, he's a
He's a Ger Chassid. He's a Reb Simcha Bunim Chassid. And the Mashkiach said to him, he says, "Oh, I'm so happy that you were honest. I'm so happy that you were honest. I'm so happy that you were honest." Someone told me once, he said this guy called him for an Eitzah about his parents and his thing. He says, but I can't not be happy with my father. I can't struggle with my father. Keep it over aim. And blah, blah, blah. I can't not like my father. I can't this. I can't that. I can't, you know, with my mother, my father, my brother. I can't. There's a chiyuv, blah, blah, blah. He says, what do you mean you can't be upset at your father? You are upset at your father. It's not about being upset at our father. It's not about being upset at somebody. It's about being honest. It's about being honest that I'm that whatever it might be. It's not about, oh, I'm honest. We've said this many times. It's not about just about the honesty of the struggle. It's the honesty of your strengths also. It's learning. It's for all of us. I'm humbled to be here. I'm humbled to be here. And I beg of everyone here. I beg of everybody here. I beg of you. I beg of myself. It's a tefillah to all of us. And then Avi will sing something. I beg that we should be zoicha to take from the... I don't know what happens at a kever. It's a very neshama thing. It's not a physical thing. But we know that tzadikim b'misasam nikruim chayim. We know that they're called alive. It's tzadikim. So we know something's going on. And in the darkness of Poland, in Pshischa, there's a light. There's a light that shines very bright that we're going to bring with us, l'netzach netzachim, forever and ever. And that is, can I have a little... The Kutzker Rebbe was known. The Kutzker Rebbe, read about Rav Menachem Mendel from Kutsk, was like... The truth, the honesty of just being you, learning how to be you, learning how to be me. I beg of all of us, let's help each other help ourselves. Let's help each other help each other. Let's help us be more dovek, more connected to the MS, to our things that are true about ourselves. Things that are true. I want to say one thing. If one thing we could be makabel in ourselves, and I know this is very heavy. It's very heavy. It's very heavy, but I have to say it here. I don't have to say it here. I want to say it here. It's very, very heavy. Any news you're watching, anything that you watch from the outside, it doesn't matter whether it's a Hebrew name or not a Hebrew name. It doesn't matter what it's Hamish, not Hamish. The more you look at the news and you look at what's out there, the more you're connected to Sheker. I'm just telling you. The more you listen to what people say and they talk, and people just talk, and they talk about things and the news and the... I hope Ari might beat me up for doing this, but I have to be honest. Ari, I have to be honest. Maybe you'll challenge me, but I'm telling you, I know it. When you look at these things, it mamash affects us. It affects a person... When our eyes and our ears are in the world of Sheker, Hashem will help us all. It's mamish. I can't believe we're here. I don't want this to end. I don't like when these things, like, it's like the moment. That's why I didn't want to speak. I don't want to stop it. I just want to like pause this moment in time. Hashem, help us bring this moment with us. Help us bring till Mashiach. We're gonna sing V'nocha Alav Ruach Hashem. That's what we need. That's what we need. We need the ruach of gevura, of eitzah, of das, yiras Hashem. And here we're by the tzaddikim, mamish. We're mamish by the tzaddikim. Hashem will help each and every one of us. That we'll taka have a chain, we'll have a noyach, we'll have a peace, a clarity in this dark world. This world is called choshech. In this dark world, all of us, Gans Klal Yisrael, we should have in mind the Bibas family. We should have in mind Mamish, all the hostage by Avram ben Julia. We besoich all of the Achenu Kol Yisrael, all the members of the Tzava, wherever they are. Yed their Yid, every Yid, Bechol Makom Shehem, wherever they are, to be able to touch and taste the MS, to touch and taste their truth of who they are, who they want to be, and through that will be zoicha to the geula shlema. Will be zoicha to the geula shlema b'mehira. Yameinu, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Summer!